Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your chair. Because it's Tuesday, and that means Team PXY's Breezy breaks down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review on 98PXY.
It's a first. This is a first for Breezy's Big Movie Review. I don't think you've done a sequel yet.
Nope, this is my first one. History is being made, people.
So, last week you watched I Know What You Did Last Summer, and just give a brief, quick review. I mean, you rated it pretty high.
Yeah, it was an older scary movie, 1996. That one came out, and basically, I liked it because it followed teenagers. I thought it was a little unrealistic, but I thought I could see why the nostalgia would be there for that.
Okay.
I think that's kind of why I leaned into the rating that
also
I did.
Also the cast. I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, we'll talk about the cast for this one, too.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was in it. Ryan Phillippe was in it. I mean, for that time, that's a pretty star-studded cast for sure. So you wanted to watch the sequel. I still know what you did last summer.
Like, we get it.
So if you haven't seen this one, here's the gist of it. A year after killing vengeful hit-and-run victim Ben Wills, who gutted her friends with an iron hook, college student Julie James, played by Jennifer Love Hewitt, is still, as you can imagine, shaken by the experience. When her roommate Carla wins a vacation for four to the Bahamas, she plans to bring along her boyfriend Tyrell, attractive Will, and Julie. At the resort, Julie starts receiving threatening notes and realizes Ben is still alive. The ratings are not great.
No.
4.7 out of 10 on IMDb. 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, 7. That's a great score.
Yeah, no, not ideal. It was released in November of 1998. So let's jump into it. Does the sequel even come close to the original? Or the first one, anyways?
You know.
It had the scene that I thought was in the first one.
Yeah.
So there's that.
For me, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I will say, I wanted to do the sequel because sequels are weird, right? Sometimes they're better than the first.
I would argue rarely.
I don't know. I mean, Toy Story 2 was better than the first Toy Story.
Wow.
I will say that.
Wow.
And I stand by that.
Those are fighting words.
Shrek 2, better than the first one.
Wow, okay. Anything
maybe that's animation.
Animated?
Yeah. But for this, did not live up to the hype. There's a lot of logistics that we got to get into. So Corey mentioned, you know, kind of the whole layout plot of the movie is they win this trip to the Bahamas.
From?
A radio station.
Wow, you won!
Mark in the morning. Wow. But listen to this.
It's offensive.
Listen to this, the pukey radio voice. Ugh. They're just chilling in their living room.
Mm-hmm.
All is well.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a call from a radio station. It's like,
that happens. You're getting pranked.
Literally, we would never call you.
No, not to give you a prize.
We would never call you and be like, you just want a vacation.
Yeah. Not that you didn't even sign up for.
No. So that first thing was like,
You didn't like the, that was the part that was
well,
unrealistic.
I mean, I'm too close to it. I'm too close to the situation. Sure, I obviously know that's not... So obviously I already knew something was fishy. Okay. Maybe for the average viewer, they'd be like, oh, that's so cool. She went on a trip to the Bahamas. But I'm like...
Yeah, thinking back to originally watching this movie, I don't recall that me being like, wait a second. That's not how it would go.
Well, you were like...
I know. Yes.
18, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
20.
No, this was in the 90s still. It was not...
98. Yeah. You were born in...
83.
Yeah. So.
Just want to keep going.
So, teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Closer to 20 than me. I was literally only 4.
Okay. Not necessary.
So, that was just sketchy. That was really sketchy. Sketchy vibes. No radio station's calling you, telling you on a vacation. They're like, you just have to answer one question. And they find they were like, what's the capital of Brazil? And they say the wrong capital.
They get it wrong, right?
They say Rio.
Yeah.
Isn't Rio. And then he's like, you won. But that's not true. So the whole, like...
You're really hung up on this. Well, you really can't get past this.
But it's the whole layout for the movie. So the whole layout of the movie is based on a lie.
Sure. Well,
so you already know something sketchy there.
Uh-huh.
So then they go down to the Bahamas. And... It's supposed to be this great vacation, right? And the guy who's checking him in is just a jerk. Just a jerk. And he's like, oh, it's going to be crappy weather like this whole time, blah, blah. It was fine. It was fine. It was fine. And then it wasn't. And then all of a sudden, Julie started getting all these weird stuff. And I was looking forward to the tanning bed scene because I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is like what I was... told to see or find what have you.
Yeah.
Logistically, with the tanning bed scene.
What's the problem? So can you describe it for those who haven't seen?
So basically, Ben's all ticked off. He wants to kill Julie. He wants to kill everyone. He does kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which is like, how can you just keep killing people and getting away with it?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Teach their own. He goes into the tanning bed room and she's in the bed. She has her little
goggles
and headphones on, so she doesn't know anyone's in there, and he's
weird. That remind me of the headphones. Was it like over ear? Wouldn't that be a weird tan? Or no, they were in the ear.
They were like the one with the little
They go around the ears again. Weird tan line,
but they were in the back of her head. But yeah, the
strings are going.
She didn't have AirPods, so
I don't think AirPods were not even 20 years.
He zip ties the tanning bed shut, turns it all the way up.
Yeah.
And she's screaming when she realizes And her friends come in, and one of the guys is flipping out. He's like, I'm like, first of all, let's logistically like calm down and think this through.
Turn off the tanning bed.
Turn the tanning bed off.
Yeah. Well, did he break the knot? Didn't he break like the control or something? No.
No, he just turned it up. No. Turned it up and walked away.
All right.
Well. Turn the tanning bed off. Johnny, like, calm down, first of all. Turn the tanning bed off.
Mm-hmm.
Then find a knife or a scissor and cut up. Like,
I mean,
he literally was smashing the tanning bed. There was glass everywhere. It almost caught on fire with her in it.
Yeah.
It's like, calm down. Absolutely calm down. And then at the end of the movie, Julie reveals, like, oh, this guy's after me. He's been after me. Like, I killed him, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He's not dead. And she's like, I didn't want to involve anyone. It's like, it's a little too late, Jules. It's a little too late.
Uh-huh.
So, I will say, though.
What about the plot twist?
The plot twist at the end?
Yeah.
So, the plot twist at the end was good. Basically, what had happened was it was Ben's son.
No.
So, he wasn't actually alive.
Ben's son. Was his name.
Yeah.
Get it? Ben's son. That's a play on words, Breeze.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it.
So maybe, because he was the one that was trying to, was he the one trying to smash it in the tanning bed? Or was that the other guy?
No, that wasn't the guy.
Okay.
It was Carla's boyfriend who was like flipping out.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was crazy.
Yeah.
Hate that for them. And I will say the cast of this movie, top notch. Better than the first one.
You think?
Brandy was in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Jack Black was in it.
Really? Oh, he was. That's right.
He died very quickly.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, no spoilers here, but this movie is like 100,000 years old.
It's definitely 100,000.
Okay. Ray and Julie get married. Yep. The main characters. And, well, it doesn't end there. Because when Ray's in the bathroom, Julie's like sitting on her bed, yada, yada, yada. And then she gets pulled under the bed by Ben. Still alive.
Dun, dun, dun!
I don't know how this guy has so many, you know, lives, but he's there. Also, for what I said about the radio before, it was all a hoax. I called it from the beginning because I was too close to the situation. I knew it was a hoax. Fake news.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Well, I didn't like this movie as much as I liked the first one.
Okay.
So I'm giving it.
Well, hang on. Before you do the big reveal, geez, come on. All right.
This movie, I still know we did last summer. I know we did last summer again. This is like one of four sequels.
There's a lot of sequels.
Just going to say, give it up. 2.4.
Oh, 2.4. 4.5 to a 2.4.
Just logistically didn't make sense.
What a sequel drop. No, it did make sense. They wanted to make more money because the first one made money. That's what the reason is for.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Breezy's big.
We get it. You know what I did last summer. We get it.
Breezy's big movie review. There you have it for this week. Next week, any thoughts on any themes? Do you want to do more sequels? I mean, we have so many options here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we should give it back up to the people.
Yeah, okay. We can do that. We'll figure that out. Coming up next, though, got to jump in with our buddy Brennan Summers, the Houston NBC. That's right. He is back. He was off yesterday, back today. We'll get to the biggest stories happening in Rochester. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.